la 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 טוב לכולם, חג שמח, אנחנו
מתחילים. Good evening everyone and a happy holiday. We are going to begin the Yeshivat Chaverim as a preparation for a special meeting tonight. If anyone is still entering, please do so quietly. Take your seats, flow in, fill up all the tables just like water. We will start the Yeshiva with an exercise in pairs for the warming of the heart. So, an exercise in pairs, each one in his turn. Says, what is it that we want the society to attain in this status of the reception of the Torah here tonight? Each one in his turn, in pairs, what is it that we want the society to achieve in this event of the reception of the Torah here tonight?
We wish to attain that the friends will have the power to go with faith above reason. And that's a very joyful point, that they'll know how to control their mind and heart despite any state that the Creator brings them. They turn it into good that does good by faith above reason.
We want to take all of these concepts that we're talking about, faith above reason, the first level, the second level, the third level, and bring them into the heart. We will rub our hearts with each other. We have here a time of desire. There are special lights. There is the Kabbalist here who is supporting us and giving us and just expecting us. And each one of us has to pressure a little bit and push a little bit and integrate a little bit and to try a little bit to see the huge greatness that exists in all of the friends here. And that's it. This is our way today as well.
It
was a great opportunity. Friends came from across the country. As always, when friends come, it's a desire that is added, great yearning that appreciates this evening and made efforts to come here. And all that joins to a great kli that we'll try to feel together. And not to miss opportunities. We heard a lot in the lesson today about how many opportunities Rav is giving us. Let's realize it.
מתוך מאמר הערבות של בעל הסולם אות י"ז. וזהו דבר הערבות אשר כל ישראל נעשו.
And this is the matter of ערבות, that all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was only given to them when everyone was asked whether they agree to accept upon themselves the commandment of love of others to the extent of love thy friend as thyself in its fullest measure, meaning that every one of Israel will take it upon themselves to work and care for each member of the nation to fill their every need, no less than what was imprinted in the person to care for his own needs. And after the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we shall do and we shall hear, every one of Israel became a guarantor that nothing will be missing from anyone of the members of the nation, and then they became worthy of receiving the Torah and not before.
My dear friends, it's a beautiful night. It is written that the people of Israel gathered on the Mount Sinai, where men were in the center and the women surrounded them, and we all became as one man and one heart, and we received the light of the Creator. There is no difference between that moment and today. We all are here with the same desire to be as one Kli, to be the bride for the Creator. We need to connect as one Kli, to grasp the Creator, to search in our connection between us, to give the place for the Creator to enter in, and slowly everything will be clear, because there will be no difference between me and the friends, because only the friends will be the true reality, and when only the friends exist and the Creator exists behind them. L'chaim gedolim.
מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב'
From the writings of Rabash, Letter 18. At the time that they hear the voice of the Lord that speaks to the heart, as in the one who comes to be purified is aided, and they explain in the Zohar that he is aided with a holy soul. That is, that the heart hears the voice of the Lord. Then he receives, what receives the control over all of the desires is specifically the voice of holiness, that is, the desire to bestow. Necessarily, they will not turn again to folly. That is, he will never sin again, because all of the desires of reception have surrendered under the will to bestow. Then, what is revealed to the heart is the good, pleasant voice, because then there is already room in the heart for the instillment of divinity, and the gentleness, and the softness, and the friendship expand and fill up all of man's organs. And this is specifically when we hear the voice of the Lord. Then the entire body surrenders and enslaves itself to sanctity.
Chag Sameach, Bnei Baruch.
Happy holiday, Ibn Baruch. It's a very, very unique time, the correction of the night of Shavuot. It's the time when all of us, all the naughty children, are coming and lowering our heads and listening to our teacher, listening to the words of the Creator in this night. Like the friend said, before, it's a wedding. What we should really pray for and wish for in this time is this sensation of arvut between us. The condition was receiving the Torah only for an arvut. The arvut is always around us, everywhere. We just have to awaken to it. We have to ask for it. We have to ask for it to be realized in us so that we can really be a clean, pure, good kli for the reception of the light. Sometimes I think that if I have a certain doubt, it means that we need to activate the yearning a bit more. If I'm in some dark, bad state, it means that I have to hit the gas pedal, do some action. And all these actions can only be done together in the ten, in the group. We have the strength, the forces, everything's there. We just have to discover that we have it, unite together in one whole love. And thanks to this very special holiday and all the teachers, all the Kabbalists throughout the generations, may we succeed in being this common vessel for receiving the light of Torah. So really, let's have a happy holiday and a great, powerful correction. L'chaim debol.
Out of
the Arvut essay, item 17. With this general Arvut, each individual from the nation is rid from all of his concerns for his own body. And he can keep the commandment of love your friend as yourself to its full measure, and to give everything that he has to any needy person, since he's no longer afraid for the keeping of his own body, because he knows for certain that 600,000 loyal lovers are standing around him, standing ready to care for him.
Six hundred thousand
lovers are truly hugging me right now, here and all over the world. Bnei Baruch.
Are
yearning to resemble the upper light. And if you did not exist, you would have to be created, especially. Let us ask together from the light that it would help us to be worthy for this name, Bnei Baruch, students of Rav. I always have a fear of what will happen after Rav will no longer be with us.
We
need to be Bnei Baruch, to be another line in Rav's drawings, in the expansion of the light into everyone's hearts. Everyone is yearning to feel this upper love, and we receive the role to be there in the middle between the teacher, the man of God, and all of the Kelim. So let's ask for the strength from the light that it will help us to be Bnei Baruch.
Kulo